Hello, my name is Brian Novoselsky, and I'm an associate editor with Drug Topics. Today I'm joined by Scott Nelson, associate professor of the Department of Biomedical Informatics at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome and thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, happy to be here. And thanks for this opportunity, Brian. My name is Scott Nelson. I'm an associate professor in biomedical informatics at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. I'm the program director for our master's in applied clinical informatics and also one of the clinical directors in health IT.
So today we're going to be discussing the American Society of Health System Pharmacists 2025 pharmacy forecast. More specifically, we'll be taking a deeper dive into a section of the report titled Navigating Generative AI, Opportunity and Risk. It's a section that Scott helped co-author. So to start, Scott, can you start by briefly explaining where we're at now as far as artificial intelligence within pharmacy practice goes? Basically, how are pharmacists using it now, and to what extent has AI become commonplace in the pharmacy?
Yeah, so AI is already here and already being used. Most of the space is in predictive models. And so it's also being used a lot with drug discovery, research, purchasing and inventory management, those kinds of things. Within the clinical context, it's also used in some decision support tools for like identifying adverse drug events or even providing more context for alerts and drug information kinds of things. So there's little pieces where it's being used. The generative AI space is still pretty new, and I would say healthcare lags behind pretty much everybody else in how quickly we adopt things. But there's been a lot of uptake with the generative AI models. Been seeing more of that with like electronic prior authorization, chart summary, helping facilitate writing notes, ambient scribe kinds of things is kind of where that's starting to take off. But
Awesome.
it's all kind of still a work in progress.
Definitely, yeah, you see that for sure. It really just finding ways to scale it across healthcare. So diving a little deeper into health systems specifically, this section of the report states that most health systems will begin to adopt AI to facilitate pharmacist documentation in the electronic health record. What will the adoption of AI in health systems look like in the near future? And will there be clear challenges, or are health systems prepared for the likely rise of artificial intelligence?
So I would say that the adoption of AI, and especially like the generative AI, is accelerating pretty quickly. Even though there's the evidence is lacking, there still is definitely a perceived benefit because of a decreased cognitive burden when using the large language models. So like for answering or responding to patient messages or with the ambient scribe technology, we haven't really seen that much of a time savings difference, but the providers seem satisfied with it because it helps make their job easier. And so I think what we're still going to see is more widespread adoption of that. I see that coming into pharmacy practice because pharmacists are also in electronic health record, documenting notes, counseling patients, that kind of stuff. And so I think it could be used there. And I think there's going to be some challenges that come up. So some of the clear challenges already are the infrastructure and cost associated with these technologies. So for example, these generative AI technologies utilize a lot of compute power and need a lot of infrastructure for that. Most of them are way too sophisticated to like house on-premise or even on like your local machine. And so there's cloud networking technology that needs to be done in order to leverage other resources at scale, but that all comes with cost. There's also a lot of ethical and legal framework items that need to be worked out. And we're seeing that kind of evolving very quickly in those spaces too. And then I would say, as with the implementation of any new technology, there's always going to be some sort of unintended consequences or new types of challenges that emerge because of the technology. So for example, with computerized prescriber order entry or CPOE, after implementing that, we decreased legibility errors, but then started seeing other types of new errors, like wrong picked drop-down list pick errors, or just weird kind of rounding new different things that we hadn't expected, even some inconsistencies in how orders were written. So I think we're still waiting to see what are some of the unintended consequences of these technologies.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely agree. I feel like a lot of times when you talk about challenges within technology and healthcare, it's like, how can it be applied for healthcare? But really, a lot of people don't really consider like the software and the cost and things that healthcare providers really aren't thinking about when adopting AI and new technologies.
Yeah, and I think for me, one of the things that I think we need a lot more attention to is just kind of the human interaction component. And there is some satisfaction on like decreased cognitive burden, but then what are some of the unintended consequences of that? And are we developing a more automation bias or a higher reliance on the technology and just taking what it recommends at face value instead of critically evaluating it?
Definitely, yeah, and it's hopes that when we start to adopt these things, that everyone kind of takes everything into account and checks all those boxes. Cool. So, kind of looking to the future, we know that the event, and you touched on this earlier. We know that the advancement of AI inside and outside of healthcare is considerably gradual. Hypothetically, down the line, by the time AI is fully integrated into the pharmacy profession, what are your long-term hopes for what it can accomplish in the future of pharmacy practices?
Yeah, I would say long term, I really hope that AI can humanize care again and address some significant issues like burnout and just bring back kind of that human element into healthcare that it feels like we've lost over the years. So I would love to see AI bring joy back into the practice of pharmacy, not just make it so that we can push more widgets through or move more scripts, but have more time connecting with people and less time doing administrative tasks. More time doing those things that we do really well as humans connecting with others.
You touched on kind of the overarching challenges. I want to focus on a challenge that could be presented within a specific something that AI is trying to alleviate. So, moving to AI in the pharmacy workforce specifically, the report mentions how AI could replace it could replace pharmacy workers, but on the other hand, it mentions the need for AI within a declining workforce because panelists are not expecting a workforce rise in the near future. So it kind of has these, it presents opportunities but also risks. Can you briefly just summarize both the challenges and opportunities by introducing AI to alleviate the workforce specifically?
Yeah, so I would say that the current workforce shortage is significant, and it's not just in pharmacy, but also like in nursing, radiology, respiratory therapists, and other places. And the idea has been that we're just not able to get enough people. And so by leveraging AI technology, we're able to do more with less. And so that's been definitely a major catalyst. So I would say that in that way, it's helping alleviate the strain of not having enough people to fill the FTEs and could be like filling FTEs with the AI tools. And also, that it is one of the ways that this is justified to the financial departments and things like that for implementing these technologies. But I think what that is actually going to translate to is having fewer FTEs performing administrative tasks. So, doing those things that aren't really kind of all that fun to do anyways, and that the workforce is just going to shift and change and adapt to new roles. That there will be different pharmacy services available, or maybe we can provide pharmacy services at a larger scale. I know that there's several population health initiatives that we have that we would love to do, but we just don't have enough people in order to scale it to the population that we care for. And so hopefully the adoption of AI can help alleviate some of those resource constraints that we have. And so I see it kind of helping fill in a gap that we currently have. And I also see it kind of as history repeating itself. When there's a new technology, there's some jobs that go away, but there's new jobs that are created and the workforce adapts and changes. Again, I like the CPOE kind of analogy. When CPOE was coming on board, I remember hearing discussions about, well, what are we going to have pharmacists do now that they don't have to transcribe orders anymore? Well, CPOE came and it didn't take away pharmacy jobs. Pharmacists are still here. Even with clinical decision support that went into CPOE to help with dose range checking, help with drug-drug interactions and a lot of the things that we check for, one, just wasn't ever enough and probably won't ever be enough. And two, it allowed, I think, pharmacy services to expand into other places. We see now a lot more decentralized services. We see pharmacists doing other things that we just haven't done in the past. And I think it's a great opportunity to leverage our clinical skills more and expand more into the clinical space. And again, looking at how we interact with other members on the care team and with our patients and connecting with people.
Awesome. Yeah, providers aren't looking at AI to make it a cure-all. It's really just using it as a catalyst, like you said, a tool to help alleviate those challenges. Awesome. So, one more question, kind of taking it back to the current state of AI. What advice would you give pharmacists struggling to kind of understand its capabilities and successfully adapt it within their pharmacy setting?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of opportunity to learn more about AI, what it is, what it's capable of, what it can do, and what it can't really do. I think that there's a lot of science fiction and a lot of stuff that's kind of hyped up that just isn't really practical, and kind of understanding the limitations of both. I think if we really understood better as a profession how we could leverage the technology at what it's really good at, then we could see a lot more success. So there are a lot of resources available for learning more about the topic on AI. There's articles in various journals, there's certificate programs, there's CE programs, there's a lot of different resources. I know I recently did some work with the American Society of Health System Pharmacists, and they have a resource page that they've been putting together for artificial intelligence. There was an article that a group of us put together on demystifying artificial intelligence in pharmacy. It was a primer published in AJHP. So there's other things out there to learn more. I also think just experimenting with the technology is also important. So we have the opportunity to play around with a lot of these large language models and generative AI tools. So things like Copilot and Gemini and you name it, there's like so many different models now. Just kind of playing around with it. Being careful to not submit PHI to those environments, but you can use it for a lot of different things, for creating simulations of cases to for education, help make synthetic data, help write queries for different things, help just kind of brainstorm and think about problems in different ways. There's lots of different fun ways to play with the technology and just see what works, what doesn't work, get more familiar with it, its strengths, its limitations, and see where it can fit into your workflow.
Perfect. Well, I think that was a great way to cap off this conversation. Obviously, it feels like a new technology, but it really is here, and we shouldn't expect it to go anytime soon. So I really appreciate you taking the time today.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to do so.
Thank you.